Welcome to the Leadership Dakota podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. You've probably heard the phrase, think outside the box. What does that even look like at work? How can you practice that? How can you get outside of what's in your own head when you think about how to approach work and problem solving? Today, we're going to talk about divergent thinking, how to get all of the ideas out on the table and defer judgment so that you can have a wider array of solutions for your team to pursue. Let's dive in. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Before we go too far, let's get real. Learning how to lead is inherently difficult. You may have people that you are trying to emulate or model. You may have, you know, books and a variety of information that you have access to when we talk about learning how to lead and learning how to bring a team together. It's difficult to do. I've been there leading teams in the Army, leading teams in Fortune 500 companies. So I've created evidence-based guides and worksheets to help you learn how to lead at your very best, especially as you're an emerging leader. Head over to drwilliamramey.com, grab your free 5-step guide and worksheet to learn how to lead as you step into these new roles so that you can accelerate your professional development, show up at the very best for your team. What is divergent thinking? So divergent thinking is a creative problem-solving process where you deliberately defer judgment and get as many ideas out onto the table, so to speak, as humanly possible. These ideas are coming from different perspectives. They're coming from different people. They're coming from different areas. And they build. They may or may not build on each other, but it is one idea after another, with no judgment, no anchoring, no discussion about the how we would implement or if that's even feasible. Divergent thinking gets ideas out in the open for people to start thinking about, for people to start seeing and questioning and being curious about. So you've probably used divergent thinking techniques before without even realizing it, you know, brainstorming sessions. When you jot down every wild idea and you're just having people shout things out and you're capturing ideas all around, or maybe, you know, like mind mapping where you've got a central idea that you're looking at and you're building, you know, tangentials off of them and then finding connections. So it's the opposite of convergent thinking. Convergent thinking is where ideas get narrowed down, where you have a few ideas and then you go through a criteria and you start to look at what's best, what's cheapest, what's fastest. What gets us this outcome? What are our trade-offs? And you winnow down until you have one idea going forward. Divergent thinking actually opens the door to innovation by encouraging exploration of ideas before selecting ideas to get narrowed down. At work, this skill is vital. Whether you're designing a product, whether you're trying to solve complex problems, customer issues, or even just instituting some sort of change in your business process, divergent thinking allows you to get things out in the open and maybe even find connections to ideas that you couldn't see before because we get stuck in this convergent thinking. Convergent thinking and our need to solve problems and our need to have action, our need to move forward as quickly as possible in our business is actually causing you to suffer. It's causing us to lose creativity. It's causing us to miss opportunity from hearing from different people and getting their perspective heard and considered in the decision-making process. Four key components that make divergent thinking a very powerful approach to problem solving. One is fluency. How many ideas can you generate quickly. The next is flexibility. How many different perspectives or approaches can be heard in one time? The third is originality. How unique or novel are the ideas that are being thrown out? And the fourth is elaboration. How well can you expand and build on others' ideas? So we think about in combination, these four components will help you move past the obvious, uncover fresh, unconventional solutions. It's almost like the improv class where you say yes and. When you get ideas out on the table, and you have so many ideas out on the table, and you say yes, yes, and then you add your input, and then yes, and you add your input. Now you're creating this positive synergy of getting ideas out and building ideas on each other without any judgment, without swiping any away, without anyone that you're anchoring to, so that you have these fresh perspectives. And studies have shown that divergent thinking not only increases creativity, but the process of divergent thinking within a group improves mood, strengthens cognitive flexibility, and helps teams navigate ambiguity with more confidence. When you practice divergent thinking, the more that you practice it, when you find yourself in a ambiguous situation, you've already got the tools and the muscles built to utilize, to flex, to find creative solutions to problems. The world of work is not getting any more simple. It's getting more complex, it's getting more unknown, and it's moving faster. So being able to build divergent thinking into your team's processes is going to help your team be prepared for the what's next that you didn't see. Some common challenges, though, with divergent thinking. It's not all upside. Like any other tool, like any other process, it has some trade-offs. One challenge of divergent thinking is analysis paralysis, where you generate too many ideas, so many ideas, and then you put resources applying to them to analyze all of those ideas. That may not be feasible. It probably isn't feasible if you're doing divergent thinking well and getting tens or dozens or hundreds of ideas out on the table. So that's where convergent thinking comes in. Another issue is quantity over quality. So you may be getting lots and lots and lots of ideas out there with the no bad idea during divergent thinking. But again, as you start to converge, then you have to look at what's a quality idea versus what was just high quantity idea. Not every idea may be feasible to implement, but it's going to get you thinking about maybe not now, but you put that idea in the parking lot for the future. Maybe when something else changes, you want to pursue that. But if you didn't ever get it out on the table, you wouldn't know that you wanted to maybe pursue it later at a different time. Next, when we think about divergent thinking, those two are big: analysis paralysis and quantity of ideas over quality. But this is where convergent thinking then comes in. So everyone's had an opportunity to voice, everyone's had an opportunity to contribute, but then the best innovation processes balance. Okay, now that everything's out on the table, what's doable and why? What do we want to pursue? What resources do we need? What risk to space do we have? And then you start to look at converging those ideas down into courses of action that you're going to pursue. I want to give you next some ideas on how you can practice divergent thinking within your work teams. The first is mind mapping. I love mind mapping when I'm generating content or when I'm looking at designing a course. I start with a central idea, and then where do I want to branch off? How can I make sure that those ideas are connected to each other? And maybe one that doesn't make sense, I want to kick off to the side. But mind mapping is where you pick a central idea, and then you build branches of related concepts, and then you can go through and see how those branches might be connected to one another. So you have this network of ideas then that you know aren't disparate. They're connected in one way, shape, or form. And it lets your thoughts roam in a very visual way where you can then literally connect the dots or nodes of your mind map. The next is brain writing. Instead of brainstorming, where you have people shout out ideas, give a certain amount of time, 5 minutes, and ask people to come up with as many ideas and have them write those down on a post-it, on a notepad. Write down all of your ideas, as many as you can. Just keep writing until time runs out. This gives people time to write ideas down silently before throwing them out there, which will help us avoid anchoring bias. And it reduces groupthink over time, because you know when someone has a really good idea, you might say to yourself, well, their idea is way better than mine, and so you don't even bring yours up. But by writing them down and making them visual and making them accessible, it surfaces more ideas, more unique contributions from different members of the team. And the next is what's called six thinking hats, and this is from Edward de Bono's method, where you assign different hats, so to speak, or positions for people, modes of thinking when we're doing problem solving or we're doing idea generation to intentionally shift different perspectives. We have logical. You're going to assign someone the emotional hat, the optimistic hat, the cautious hat, the creative hat, the data-driven hat. And this allows you to then put that perspective on so you can get ideas out, but you're going to look at it through that lens, so to speak. And then, again, you can do things like just setting time constraints, you know, as many ideas in 5 minutes that we can come up with and see if you can hit that amount. This is what's going to encourage fluency. It's going to reduce overthinking and overcomplicating ideas. So don't forget to build in a follow-up step to the process to then prioritize the ideas and converge down on what you can actually pursue and what you can actually accomplish. Divergent thinking isn't about coming up with a perfect answer. It's about creating more opportunities, more perspectives, more time for people to be heard so you can have a wider array of choices to pursue. The next time you face a challenge, resist the urge to jump on and just dive in to fix it, to take action right away. And put on your divergent thinking caps, follow curiosity, take the time up front to get ideas out on the table, and maybe ask yourself when the first idea is thrown out, hey, what's 5 different approaches that we can take? What are some other approaches that we can take? Before you start pursuing one, applying resources to one, come up with some other approaches, get them out in plain sight for people to discuss. By practicing this habit with your group, you're going to unlock creativity, you're going to pursue better, higher quality decisions, and you're actually going to make a more inclusive, collaborative environment because divergent thinking exercises and activities allow more people to be heard. And that's what your team wants. They want a voice, they want to contribute, they want to be part of the decision to make. And that eases your responsibility a little bit as a team leader by bringing more people into the fold, more people into the process of decision-making, of problem-solving, of change-making. Let's keep the ideas flowing, and remember, sometimes the best solutions start with the weirdest ideas. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, download it, share it with your fellow leaders, give us a like, drop us a comment along the way, let us know what's going well for you out there. We want to be able to help everybody lead at their very best. Don't forget to head over to drwilliamramey.com, download your free 5-step leadership guides, to help you accelerate your professional and personal development. And if you want to keep the conversation going, you can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod or Will Ramey 1, or check out my YouTube channel, Leadership Decoded Podcast. I have episodes that drop weekly. I also have shorts available to you. If you're into micro learning and your time is limited, you can still get a little professional development each and every day. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.